This is Fresh Air. Jazz composer and multi-instrumentalist Sam Rivers was born 100 years ago today in El Reno, Oklahoma. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Rivers could play it all, blues, bebop, big band music, and free jazz, and sometimes mix them. He also gave other musicians a place to play. Kevin has this portrait.
Sam Rivers on tenor saxophone on his Dance of the Tri-Pedal from 1965, ambiguously poised between hard bop and the avant-garde. You couldn't typecast Rivers, who'd worked with blues icon T-Bone Walker and free jazz titan Cecil Taylor, and who toured briefly with Billie Holiday and jammed with Jimi Hendrix. Born on the road to itinerant gospel musicians, Sam Rivers picked up a few instruments early, about five before he got around to tenor sax. His first major exposure came in 1964 when he subbed for 2 weeks in Japan with Miles Davis. Sam, pianist Herbie Hancock, and drummer Tony Williams had some fun out there. In the mid-1960s, Sam Rivers recorded as leader and sideman for Blue Note, playing soprano sax and flute alongside his tenor. A few tenor saxists adopted soprano as an upward extension of the bigger horn, but Sam had played soprano first from age 13. Soprano is where he developed his sometimes full, sometimes precariously wiry saxophone sound. Sam Rivers on soprano in 1973 with drummer Barry Altschul and bassist Harold Anderson. In the 70s, Sam fronted many improvising trios, playing piano alongside his horns. Some trios had tuba or might expand into a quartet or quintet. Their spontaneous music had jazz virtues. It was orderly with contrasting solo episodes and colors, and those bands could swing. Bassist Dave Holland called Sam's trio his finishing school. Sam Rivers' flute could sound oddly like his hoarse speaking voice. He had plenty to say, but was more of a doer. In early 70s New York, there were more creative musicians than places to play, so Sam and his wife and full partner Beatrice Rivers started their own Lower Manhattan venue, Studio Ribby. Others followed suit. Sam kept hustling. His chronicler Rick Lopez's massive, recently published Sam Rivers Sessionography details a week in July 1973 when Sam was running his own festival and also played 9 shows with various groups all over Manhattan and somehow squeezed in the recording of a trio album live in Switzerland. And all along, he'd also been composing for large ensembles. Tranquility for 14 Players, recorded in 1974. That funk bass looks ahead to some later Sam Rivers big band music. In the 80s, he began touring with bebop founder Dizzy Gillespie, who found that Rivers was even more fastidious about playing correctly on chord changes than he was. While in Orlando with Dizzy, Rivers spoke to some local theme park musicians looking to play more stimulating stuff after hours. If Rivers moved to town, they said, he could have a big band stocked with good soloists, ready to play anything he threw at them. That is just what happened. Sam Rivers led his Rivbi Orchestra in Orlando for 2 decades, starting in 1991. The Rivbi Orchestra's multi-vectored busyness confirms Sam Rivers didn't move to Florida in his late 60s to retire. In Orlando, he also had his longest-running trio with fellow multi-instrumentalists Doug Matthews and Anthony Cole. In later years, Rivers got the Elder Statesman treatment. All-star New York big band records, a reunion trio with Dave Holland and Barry Altschul, and guest shots with younger admirers like Jason Moran and Stephen Bernstein. Sam Rivers died in 2011 at 88. He stayed busy to the end. There was always more music to write and one more gig to play.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of the books Play the Way You Feel, The Essential Guide to Jazz Stories on Film, Why Jazz, and New Dutch Swing. On tomorrow's show, we talk with Ben Goldfarb on how our reliance on highways and freeways is an environmental concern as well as a social one. His new book is Crossings, How Road Ecology is Shaping the Future of Our Planet. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and to get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Teresa Madden, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Nakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.